Fred Film Radio.
International Film Festivals and Awards Macau.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the second International Film Festival and Awards Macau, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Shin Yu-kun, who is presenting his latest film, Wrath of Silence, here at the festival. And my first question is, would you like to introduce it for our listeners a little bit?
大家好，我是导演辛玉坤。这部电影呢是我的第二部长片，它叫做《爆裂无声》。
Hello everyone, my name is Xin Yukun. I'm the director of Wrath of Silence. This is a film set in the northern Chinese mining town, and it's the setting. This is the setting of the film of the story.So we follow the main character who's looking for his son, and we are going through a labyrinth of social issues, all sorts of problems, and at the time in China.
Is this a setting that you're familiar with, the mining town?
很熟悉，因为其实这个故事。
Yes, I'm very familiar with that setting because I grew up in a similar town, and the story is set in my hometown. But of course, it's not a true story. But yes, I'm very familiar with the whole social surroundings, and many of my friends, classmates, actually became to work in the similar jobs as you saw in the film.And they told me many things that only the insiders could tell.
Did this hearing the stories from your friends or encourage you to tell this particular story? Because it does deal with some delicate issues.
对，其实首先是我最早想要做这样一个主题的一个电影。
Yes, indeed. Actually, this actually drove me to start thinking about writing this script. And because at the time, there were many crimes. Or disputes caused by the mining industry, and it was really very sensitive at the time. So when I collected my materials for the film, there were many victims that I saw, and victimizers even. They were all different, but I was looking for the cause.Of the social issue behind the scene.
Just looking at the title of the film, Wrath of Silence, and having seen the movie, I understand that silence is very important, also in the construction of the intensity of the movie. So maybe you could tell us about the importance of silence in your film.
首先其实张宝民这样一个角色
And our main antagonist, Zhang Baomin, in the film,he's a grassroots miner, and it is very common for people from this social class to be silent. And we even see this now in China. Many grassroots people actually do not voice their opinions very often. They're quite silent. And as you saw it, probably, many roles, many parts in this film were also silent in the story.And so the silence here is has a very key message, and because we think silence can be very powerful. And many people choose to be silent when in the presence of an aggressor, and many people choose to be silent in the presence of truth. And I think this reflects the social reality of China, and this is something we see every day.
Well, another thing that I wanted to ask you, especially now after hearing your answer, is that is about the fighting in the movie. Because I realize now, having thought about the film, that your protagonist is mute because he was in a fight when he was a kid. And fighting also represents a violent side to the men in your film. So that's what I wanted to ask you about. What is the importance of fighting in your film?
首先其实张宝民在他不是个哑巴对。
So when we made the story, when we made the film, the character Zhang Baomin actually is not mute by birth. He lost his voice because he bit off his tongue during a fight when he was a teenager. And for us, the story is interesting because for him, Zhang Baomin, he's a grassroots miner, and he keeps silent and he doesn't speak, and this makes his journey of looking for his son more interesting, and there would be more mysteries involved. And also, because he's not able to speak, he has to use his body language during his search for his son, and he has, and this makes his encounters more interesting. But all in all, in the end, we see that all his effort is actually didn't bear any fruit in the end. And this is also a theme for this film, which is you can do a lot of things, but in the end, maybe they're also meaningless.
There's so much to talk about, but one of the things that I maybe wanted to ask you is that sometimes I felt in the film that it's not always obvious who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. Sometimes maybe you find out later, but sometimes while you watch the film, you're not entirely sure. Was that intentional, or am I wrong?
其实从我的第一部长片《新迷宫》的时候，我就会有这样的一个命题。
So in my first feature film, The Coffin in the Mountain, I also tried to tell what I felt about who is good and who is bad. And to me, there's a very fine line between goodness and badness, and sometimes it's really hard to say whether this person is good or bad. And every person has his or her own perspective, and from his or her perspective, he's probably doing the right thing. And in this film too, many characters, they did what they thought of, what they felt was the right thing to do. And this is the message I want to get across to the audience, which is there's no clear line dividing good people and bad people. We just do what we feel is right to do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.